The Moors were very sophisticated, very cultured, very technologically advanced for their time. The Moors, in fact, were the cutting edge of civilization. They were poets, artists, they were artisans, they were mathematicians, they were merchants and shipbuilders, and they were a people that were very tolerant. The Moors were probably the most tolerant of all the Muslims, and they were also the least religious of all the Muslims. Perhaps it goes together. They didn't take it that seriously. They weren't that frum. And therefore, the Jews saw, and correctly so, a tremendous opportunity with the Moors, because the Moors needed the Jews. The Jews complimented the Moors. And the Jews therefore struck up an alliance with the Moors that would last almost 400 years and would carry them to Spain, to the capture of the Andalusian Peninsula, to the golden age of the Jews in Spain, to the development of Sephardic Jewry, to a state of grandeur that the Jewish people did not equal until perhaps our time in this country, in the exile. The Berbers, on the other hand, were excellent fighters. They were cavalrymen of note. They were fearless warriors. They were also good farmers. And they were people who knew how to live in the mountains. They lived in the Atlas Mountains in North Africa. They were accustomed to the rough life. See, they was a perfect combination, you know, your brains and my beauty. The Berbers had the brawn, they had the army, they had the guts, they had the soldiers. And the Moors had the brains, they had the tacticians, they had the financial wherewithal, they knew how to do it. And together, this became a tremendous force. It became the leading force of civilization. The Moors have bequeathed to us many gifts, aside from Othello. Their style of architecture is still one of the most beautiful styles in the world, Moorish architecture. If you want to see here in the city of New York a beautiful Moorish architectural building, it's the building of Yeshiva Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan on 186th in Amsterdam, which is built in a Moorish style. The Moorish style is close to what has become the California, Mexican, California style of home. Maybe because the climates are so similar. And the Moors had were the first ones to really engineer the arch, the dome, the tower, and they had a certain style. They had an elan to life that was very appealing. As I mentioned to you before, they loved literature, they loved poetry, they loved language, they loved mathematics, they loved philosophy, and above all, they loved not to work. And that all of that together appealed to the Jews. And the Jews became intermeshed with them. And North Africa became, therefore, the land of opportunity. Just as the United States became the land of opportunity for Jews in Eastern Europe, who heard wild legends that the streets were paved with gold, when we know that the streets are only paved with silver. And Jews, therefore, came. They called it the Golden Medina. They came to the Golden Land. So too, if you put yourself in the position of Jews in Babylonia and Jews all over the Mediterranean basin in the 9th and 10th centuries, they heard that there was gold in the Atlas Mountains. They heard that there was a chance there for Jews to be very successful. It was a boom in civilization. It was a boom economically. And Jews always gravitate in the exile to where there is opportunity. That's only natural. And since the Jews were always in a semi-state of persecution and of being downtrodden, so wherever they could get out of it, they got out of it. And that now was...